that's 18. I just want to continue with the message that I preached last week about being led by the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Last week I spoke about being led by the Spirit, but today I just want to go a little further and explain to you how you can be led by the Spirit. Amen. Most times you can say, you must be led, you must be led. But many people don't really know how does the Spirit lead. Amen. How does the Holy Spirit speak in my life? And how do I identify this is the Holy Spirit who is speaking to me? In Jesus' name, amen. Acts chapter 13, are we there? I'll be reading from verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manahen, which had been brought up with the Herod the Tetrarch, and so, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Hallelujah. As I said, I want to talk about how you can be led by the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, from the verse that we have read, you will notice that Paul and Barnabas were among the prophets and teachers that were at the church in Antioch in Syria. Amen. And the Bible tells us that as they prayed and fasted, as they ministered to the Lord, the Holy Ghost said, amen. As they prayed. Now, I want you to notice already what the Bible is pointing you to. Amen. The Spirit spoke when they were praying and fasting. Amen. So already, if you want to get into an environment where the Spirit of God is speaking to you, you must be found many times in prayer, in fasting, and ministering to the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Bible is said, as they minister to the Lord, there is always an environment for the Lord to speak. Many times when we come to the Lord, we have a shopping list before the Lord. You know, the Lord, I want item 1, item 2, item 3. That's all you think about. Amen. Amen. But you must be able also to minister to the Lord. Which means that these people were not even thinking about themselves when they were ministering to the Lord. They were giving praise, worship, amen, speaking the things concerning the kingdom to the Lord. You know, the Bible many times speaks about the fellowship of the Spirit, that we should be able to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Which means what was happening was the fellowship of the Spirit. These people were fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. And it was an environment where the Holy Spirit released His word. Mustara Jesu, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Spirit said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work which I have called them to. Amen. We don't know the form in which the Spirit spoke. But the Bible said, the Spirit said, but I read it well. Kureva kuti, the Spirit of God speaks in several ways. But we have not been told how the Spirit of God spoke. So I am going to speak to you and explain to you some of the ways that the Holy Spirit speaks in the lives of believers. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the Bible says, Saul and Barnabas, after the Spirit of God said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas. What did the people there do? They prayed for them. Amen. And they released them. And the Bible says, so Paul and Barnabas being sent forth by the Holy Spirit. Now understand this. Paul and Barnabas were sent to preach by the Holy Spirit. I explained some things before, and she would help to know. The Holy Spirit is not a force. The Holy Spirit is not a power. He is a person who can speak. He is a person who can guide you. We've been told that he spoke. And he sent them. Now you understand what being led is all about. If the Holy Spirit had not spoke to them, they would not have gone. If the Holy Spirit has not sent them, they would not have gone. You know, there are a lot of people who ask us, so why are you preaching? And we tell them, you know, the Lord called me. The Lord spoke to me. Now, people are now very curious to understand how. How did he speak to you? Now, to them, it's a very difficult thing, or it's something that may not happen to say God spoke to someone. Are you getting this? But anyway, God is speaking every day. God is releasing his word to his people every day. Amen. So some of these things, you know, you will not know them until you are in them. I will not need to. Some of these things, you will not know them or experience them until you are in them. There are many Christians who can live all their lives and they have not heard from God even once. But you tell me, what kind of a Christian life is it? Where your father does not speak to you? Tell me, what kind of a Christian life is it? Amen? Which means as a Christian, you must expect God to speak to you. You must expect the Holy Spirit to lead you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in Acts chapter 16, verse 6, the Bible says, now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they assayed to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit suffered them not, and they passing by Mysia came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Now, I want you to get this. The Bible says they were forbidden by the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Number one. The Spirit suffered them not when they wanted to go to Bithynia. So the Holy Spirit can forbid you to do some things. The Holy Spirit can forbid you to go somewhere. The Holy Spirit will suffer you not to do some things. Now that's why it's so crucial for you to be led by the Spirit of God. Remember the Bible is saying that those who are led, these are the sons. Not those who are holding the Bible or reading the Bible, that's good, yes. But you must be led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit must direct your life. The Holy Spirit must teach you that which is good. The Holy Spirit must teach you and reveal to you the things that He is forbidding you to do. But I don't need to worry.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So you understand, Guti, for you to be led, you must be acquainted with the ways in which he leads. Amen.
Amen.
You know, these things that I'm talking about, This is the meat of Christianity. And I read this one. Ndipo panongonya pekutenda. Ndipo panongonya pekunzi unzi mukristo. Hallelujah. You know, I was speaking to one pastor yesterday. Akandiudza kuti, you know what? Ndimunamato wangu ndakazoti mwari. I don't want to waste rupees to pigs. Amen. Why? Because I carry a word that is precious. I don't want to waste it to people who not listen. So I have decided to find just very few people who are serious. And those are the people I deliver the word to. Anyone who is not serious, he may as well go. Amen. You know, I gathered a lot of wisdom in what he was saying. Because there are things that when you are speaking about kingdom issues, only those who are in the kingdom, they can hear them.
Amen.
Others cannot hear. The Bible speaks about spiritual things. It says those who are carnal, they cannot receive the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
Neither can they know them. Neither can they understand them. The moment we start speaking spiritual things, when we start speaking about the wisdom of God, why? Because the word that you have, you know, that you are used to, you are in the outer court. Now, let me tell you this. The Bible speaks about the tabernacle of Moses. There is an outer court. There is an inner court. Amen.
Amen.
So, there are people who are in the outer court. What their mind is on is all about sin. It's about fleshly things. Because no, why it was sacrificed. Amen. All they think about are physical things, material things. But there are those who are in the inner court, who are in the holy place, who are in the holy of holies. Now, that's where you see the word of God in, the parade in. That's where you see the Holy Spirit in, the menorah. And you enter into the most holy place, that's where the throne of God is. So now we are talking about the glory of God. Now we are talking about divine things. Oh,
amen.
Amen. There is a word that you address natural things and material things about life. But there is a word that will try to bring you in into the word, that will try to bring you in into spiritual things. The word that will try to bring you into the glory of God. That's where many are lacking. That's why many cannot worship. Why? Because they fail to enter the inner court, where the presence of God is. But I don't mean well. You know, as Christians, what we must do is we must come to maturity. Whenever I know these kinds of words, you know, that we speak, they are said to pastors. Who are pastors? Are they not children of God just like you? Are pastors the only people who are supposed to move in the spirit? The prophecy of Joel, does it apply to pastors? No. Which means sometimes pastors, we are shortchanging the believers. Because we are just saying, come, come, and you are going to receive a miracle. Come, come, and you are going to solve your issues. And it ends there. So what is supposed to cause this child of God to grow if we don't give him the divine things? The Bible speaks about the word as milk. It speaks about the word of God as what? As meat. It speaks about it as what? Bones. So if you are a child of God who only drink milk, You will remain a baby because pale pamango kuti kane 1 year 6 months kanofana kusiya mukaka zvino.
Amen.
And you must start eating a little bit of meat. Amen. Little by little you start eating meat. So there is the milk of the word. Don't stay in the milk. Yes, kana watenda ukanhasi, we will feed you with the milk of the word. But you must grow up and begin to eat the meat of the word. Mwanzoda, you know what, in the next 60 years, I'm old. You can't say I'm a baby. Yes. The moment you are born again, you are a baby. And you must drink the milk of the word. But you know, feed on the born born. A little child drinks a lot of milk, doesn't it? So you must also drink a lot of milk, the milk of the word.
Amen.
And most of us, Zula and Darike, who's now Muslim, one day, child, open fast. That is, you are feeding your what? Your flesh. But the Bible speaks about the meat of the word. As you are eating in the flesh, you must also eat in the spirit. And when you are mature now, now you go to the bones. But I don't need one.
Amen.
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 So the reason why God sends ministers is not to tell you to utre shakanaka chete, but the main reason is for you to grow in the things of the spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So you must know how to be led by the Spirit. You must know how the Spirit of God speaks in your life. And when He speaks, you must be able to identify. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, before I speak about the different ways, the main ways in which the Holy Spirit speaks, I want you to understand that there is what is called judging spiritual revelation. Amen. Banaron as well. When something is revealed to you, don't just take it. You must be able to judge spiritual revelation. Why? Because if you don't judge the revelation, the prophecy that comes to you, you may receive something which is not of God. And you may walk with that which is not of God. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that let two or three prophets speak and let the other judge. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The prophetic words must be judged spiritually. One of our manner would touch not the anointed. No, the Bible says test all spirits. Judge that which is spoken. And now, I didn't touch you. Okay? But that means well. I know maybe you may be a son of a prophet, but you have to hear what I'm saying. You can't listen to your prophet more than you listen to what to the word. The word is precedence over men. You know what? If we are ministers of God, let us not elevate ourselves above those which are in the church. Ultimately, to God, we are all the children of God. We are the same. Why do we lift up ourselves as if what we have is not from God? If you have the gift to perform miracles, did you do anything to earn it? Did you? It is God who gave you. So why do you lift up yourself? Because you do miracles. Why do you lift up yourself? Because you prophesy about, you know, people. The gift is not yours. You were given. Ah, but I wrote this wrong.
Amen.
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 There is such thing as being humble before the Lord. In fact, if you are a minister, I think you must be more humble than anyone else. Because you ask yourself, Lord, why did you choose me? Do you realize when the parents of Evangelion, there was nothing good in me? Do you know that? There was nothing good that he chose for me to preach. It's all about him. Why? Because he can take anyone. and make him into who he wants him to be.
Amen.
If God would make a donkey speak, Amen. So what am I trying to say? We must judge spiritual revelation by the word of God.
Yes.
Ah, but you know, there are a lot of things that appear in the newspapers. But then you are going to say, what is wrong with these people? What is happening? What is happening? You see the danger of not having the word. That's the danger of not having the word in your life. The Bible says judge the prophecy. Does the prophecy, you know, pass the test of the word of God? You know, in Zimbabwe, we have this history of a prophet, especially in China. All we want is for the men of God to talk about your things. Every time you come to him, you are expecting him to say something about your issue. No. You know what? Do you know the main job of a person who has been called to the ministry? It is what? It is to preach the word. It is to teach the word of God. That was your main job. And you know why many prophets are lost? They are lost because they prioritized prophecy over the word. So the enemy will come in. There are many people who give you pressure. You know what? For you to be a prophet, you don't need to give yourself a title with prophet. No. It's the gift that you carry. But I don't mean as well. So most times we can give ourselves title to the prophet, but you know what? There is a danger in it again. I'm not saying it's bad, right? It's okay. But there is a danger. Why? Because unodonza nevaya. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? What are you saying? What do you see? I will not tell that. I will not. All we have are miracle seekers. Those are our not want to go up to the church when you want to go to one issue. Shakat is not together. Shakat, could you have to charge as one? I think that's just it. Sagana, what a shitty charge and we do Sagana got it. But we end up going over to get out to get a day. Rather, you should actually come because the word is there. The Lord is there. You see, if you are mature now, you don't seek miracles. Why are you seeking that which should follow? Oh, Jesus. Amen. Miracles follow the word. Amen? We don't seek miracles, they follow, right? Again, Jesus said, seek the kingdom and these things shall follow. Could miracles follow the word? And things that you need in your life follow seeking the kingdom, which means seeking God, seeking his word, and doing his will, then they follow. But we have a whole lot of churches, names, ministries, even others named after the things that should follow. Amen.
Amen.
Some of these workers that we have, of course, that's not people. Najesh. Our national call, Najesh. You know, Hansichi. But they know I say, did it? Yes, it's very true, but already it tells me the focus. The focus is about Jesus doing things. It's about him doing things. It's not about you doing the will of God.
Amen.
So as Christians, I think we must come to this point of maturity. Micah. If I was you to stand up right now and say, okay, you tell me, what did the Lord say in your life? What are you supposed to do? Most of you are talking about what am I supposed to be doing? You are getting this. So it means we get, you know, don't boast about the time you have spent in the church. Don't. You know, some people, I've been in the church for 20 years now, you know. I've been a minister for over 50 years. Yeah, you can be in ministry for 50 years and be a baby. You can be in ministry for 50 years, yet you're always out of the will of God. There is a point in time when you should realize what the Lord is doing, what the Lord is saying in your life, and you do it and you pursue it. You know, some of these things that I'm talking about, it may seem light to someone. This is important that I'm talking about, really. It was not about what you are feeling in this world. Who believes we are in the classroom of the Lord? You came to learn from him, right?
Yes.
Right. So let's learn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. We are in the classroom of the Lord. We are here to learn about divine things, divine stuff. We are here to learn about how the kingdom of God works. The Bible says Moses knew. He knew what? The ways of God. But what did the children of Israel know? They knew what? They knew the what? The acts. But Moses knew the ways of God. But the children of Israel, they knew the acts of God. That's why Moses, the Lord, would appear to Moses. Moses would go up into Mount Sinai 40 days and 40 nights with the Lord. He knew the ways. He was taught by the Lord. At the time that Moses was in the mountain, you know what the people did? Because the people didn't know the ways of God. You know what they did? They said, what has happened to him? It's been many days. Aaron, make us a god. Without knowing the ways, without having the word of God in you. Now tell me, how can something that you have made become your God? You make something and bow down before it and say, this is my creator. The thing that you have created. We don't know what has happened to this Moses. Make us a God. We want to see something. We don't want to see something. Don't change, man. You need to experience something. You need to see something. So because I was born, my ticket is in my tomb. To that change no patika. Can I tell you my tradition of patika? And they created an idol.
Because Moses was only in the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, they were so impatient. Do you know what we know more to change Hagar? I got a mobile and I said, ah, but I'm going to get back off. I'll check up. Now you tell me, Ukaita Zuti Muti and the Wajgara Mutinas. Oh, good up, 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 which means the multi now can happen to go one. Let that, you know, tree feed from that one place. And it and be nourished from that place and it grows. Sometimes you don't look down on what the ministers of God bring into your life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord directs them on the things to say. And most times you see with most of the things they actually build on each other. Some of these things they are meant to make you grow from one place to another. But you may hear this word and skip that one and skip this one and then hear that and skip. What is happening? So the more you are hearing the word from here, they don't bother regarding my wedding. Regarding my wedding. Regarding my wedding. In one day, you hear five preachers. Which one are you going to hear and obey? I'm not saying it's bad, but I also try to make you see the other side of it. You end up being someone who's confused. Was a man about that, do you know what it, anointing oil, yakaipa. More but anointing oil. You know, anointing oil, yata, what's no pair on us? You know, $5 kid. Well, we go out, okay. Which one now? Women, sometimes you have to find a church where the Lord is, where the truth is, and stick to that. Ladies and gentlemen, should my indulgence is such now that I can ask. It's always good to learn. There's a church here that takes up my indulgence, it's there. So what is salvation? And take it. But that's every way, but there are your sins with the man. Because you don't know the way. Are you getting why it's important for you to know the way? And to be led by the Spirit. About this before it manifested. And we saw it. And we knew this is what the Lord was talking about. But because the Israel, they know the acts, not the ways. Oh my God. Do you know why it's important to know the ways of God? If you know the ways of God, when God acts, you know it is Him.
Amen.
Are you getting that? That's why it's important to know the ways. When God acts, you know it is Him. But if you don't know the ways, when people act, you don't know the difference. When the devil acts, you don't know the difference.
Hmm.
Amen. Why?
Amen.
Amen. Why?
Amen.
So hear the things of God. Oh, Jesus. Now hear this. Sometimes you need to learn patience. Amen. You know, I've remembered something about the issue of the Israelites. They said, what has happened this month? The people will wait for 40 days. Some of us, we have no patience. And the lack of patience is what pushes us to do the things we must not do. It pushes us to seek solutions that we must not seek. But that was their solution.
Because they couldn't wait for 40 days. Sometimes in your quest to receive revelation, you know, that would have happened, you know what? People can give you pressure. And it. People can give you pressure. People can give you pressure. Amen. Why? So that they may receive the word from you. Are you getting this? But I read this book. And the reason why you can be deceived is because you are always looking for revelation. You can open yourself up to deception. When the Lord is not saying anything, don't say anything. When the Lord has not revealed things to you, don't pretend He has revealed something.
Amen.
You know, I don't know. Some of you may be prophetic here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are prophetic, there is what is called prophetic permission. Prophetic permission is the unction of the Spirit that gives you permission to prophesy. When the unction is not there, don't say anything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit will give you permission to say. So that when you speak, you are under the inspiration. You are under the driving of the Spirit. In what you are saying, it is the Spirit that is what giving you the words.
Amen.
It is the Spirit which is prompting you to say something. But because of pressure, you know, I am a prophet. I need to show them that I see. You know, my brother, I am seeing this. Tell them, my brother, I think I am seeing this in your life. But I saw my brother, I am seeing this. Now, I have a consultation, I tell you most times, you know, but I don't think I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask you, something. So if the Lord doesn't reveal something to you, you are bound to say something because you don't want to lose the credibility that you are a prophet. Oh my God. I'm in awe. I don't know why I'm saying all these things. I said, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm in awe.
Amen.
So it is important for you, whether it is a dream that you receive, judge the dream by the word. When I'm on, I'm going to go man. I thought no man wanted. I must kill that person. What does the word of God say? No, the Lord has told me to divorce my wife and marry that one. Who is this kind of God? Who tells you to divorce your wife? As really, no, when I have joined two, let not any man put aside. Now it's him now who is putting aside God himself. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. That is the way. And I think we must now engage in more teaching of the word than all these things that we do. Because you know the believers are being what? Blown by the wind everywhere. Our enemies. Because you know, if you are a believer, what a miracle could not go fine. Could you find the wolf? Why did you go? Find the wolf? Why did you go? What kind of a believer are you? And what when you go fine, you are not even testing the spirits, you are not even testing the word that is being preached. I will not need to watch it. I will tell you. Amen.
Amen.
But no one has started in and didn't even go to Punzwa, but did I don't want the Lord to ask me your blood. Because if I don't preach and tell you the truth, the Lord will ask me about your blood. Okay, you don't want to go in there. But my answer is Punzwa. Ninga akazoenderei kuti here.
chokwadi saka vanhu ngavaudzwe chokwadi kugeina wodi oenda awati then you now you agree rakuti most of you muchabvunzwa nenyaya dzeshamwari dzenyu nehama dzenyu dzamunogara nadzo wakamboudzawo here sisi vaa kuti nhai sisi zvamunoona ngatinamate jesu avakufira ivo mukasanamata munoenda kugehena wakavaudza here sisi vavo mukoma wavo baba vako bundi vako mbuya wakavaudza here ai handizomuparidza handizi muri unyazozvinzwa dzandisi ehe ndoshoko manje ukazvidzodha handizi kuparidza ndoshoko manje because ukazvidzodha akuparidza manje tavanhu hapana mwari serious saranga muda kuti hama ndikapedzodza munhu wamwari mamuchifamba nhasi haiya ndozvavenga mche mwari uda kutondipa pride I'm very good I can preach no iroviri rinzwa richaponesa mweya wako amen hallelujah so ladies and gentlemen it's very very important for you to receive revelation from God it's very important for you to receive revelation from the ministers of God from other brethren you worship with but don't just receive without testing the spirits don't just receive without testing the revelation with the word my God oh Jesus you know what I will not preach again what I wanted to say today but I will end with this let us receive as much revelation from the Lord as possible why because the Lord said you must be led by the Spirit but after you are led by the Spirit be careful that you don't just take anything without testing the Spirit and testing it by the word you can be led by the Lord by the Spirit yes but if you are not careful you can be led by demonic spirits you know most of the people that call themselves prophets now they are no longer walking with the Holy Spirit but they are walking with familiar spirits a familiar spirit is a spirit that is familiar with people that's why they are called familiar spirits in other words in your family kune madimoni anonzi kwadinge kumusha kwako anotomeka shoti kumusha kwenyu munogara muri mumashaya mbuya ndinge wakafa unonzi mweya wavo waakuda kugara pane ndingi ndo mweya yemumisha iyi so there are those familiar spirits which are familiar about people zvokuti iwo ukauya pamiri pake anokuudza zvese about usati wataura chinhu anotokuudza zita rako kwawabva mhuri yako and what chichichi musati matanganyana wakozvibvunza kuti sei achitaura izvozvo anoda kusa pakona munhu wamwari unoona saka anything that you will say after that you believe it but familiar spirits know these things oh Jesus so if you are not someone who is sensitive to the Spirit of God you will be led astray kangani kumusha kwekuti munhu akafa ino vanhu vanonobvunzira arurayiwa nani ati vanozvita vanozvita and I think of, you know I have seen a lot of things happening in our own families when people die kunotonzi mangwana ari kunga kuseri handizivi kuti vanozozvita after vavikati vakunobvunza manje and ikoko usakuona vanodzoka vasina hanza vanodzoka nehanza ndibamunini ndisekuru ndiya vanodzoka nehanza kubhaibheri rakatora kuti tichafa wani even munhu afa makore akwana 90 years dzake dzakwana mushe mushe munhu afanira kuti makore akwana kunotonzi ngatitsvagei sei afa 120 years tinoda kutonzwa kuti chii waurayiwa nani madhimoni anotambisa vanhu ndoni panyaya nekushayachi nekushaya zivo. But as children of God, we are not in darkness, but we are in light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in light. Chinhu zvakadai, pick it by the spore, my God. Unozova unogara pasi pemunhu anoshandiswa nemweya yakaipa, unogaramo wotadza kuzvipika semwana wemwana. Are you getting? You know, being led by the Spirit is important. The Spirit will make you know kuti pawakagara panapa panamira musha ndakazviita. Ndakambopinda in one of the churches assemblies that was very popular, you know, and munhu wamwari wacho zveshuwa aiedza aibinamira. Amen. He would preach very well, preach very well, but around the 45-hour mark waizoona semoni yachinja kwaka, yachinja direction. Ko munhu wamwari mamuchiparidza wani zvakanaka doctrine, ko izvi zvauya seizvi? And the Holy Spirit began ministering to me, saying, you know what? This is a dangerous place you are in. Kusvika ndisagoneugaramo. It was the witness of the Spirit. Do you know the Bible says in Romans 8, the Holy Spirit gives witness with our spirits. It witnesses, isn't it, that we are the sons of God. Which means in the same way that the Holy Spirit witnesses that you are a son, a child of God, that's how he witnesses to you about issues of life. He witnesses with your spirit, no, 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 this place is not good for you. This place is not right for you. Get out of here. Sometimes for no reason, no one's what, something wrong inside you, die. And by not listening to that, many people, vakawira, munezvinhu zvavanozvo zvavakazorisira regret. I mean, why? It's important to be led by the Spirit. I want you to stand up on your feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One thing that you must know today is I must be led. In the things that I do, in the things that even the Lord wants me to do, I must be led. In the things concerning the faith, I must be led. In the affairs of life, I must be led. Why? Because a lot of people are now lost. Because they are not led by the Spirit. They refuse to be led by the Spirit. They refuse to listen to what the Spirit of God is ministering in their lives. Because there are things that you are expecting. There are things that you are looking for. Desire for the things of the earth causes you to go anywhere where you want to find the solution. But the solution that you are looking for is in God. It's not in anyone. You know, many people, they get discouraged even when a man of God prays for them and something doesn't happen. The solution is not in the man of God, but the solution is in God. It's high time that now you lift up your eyes and look to the Lord. Not look at man, not look to anyone, but look unto God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. I just want you to raise up your voice where you are and begin to pray and say, Lord, guide me. Guide me by your Spirit. From now on, guide me by your Spirit. Lera basita labau zatele boko uzata. Shetele masau tatina kayate. Linjande kosprote nebraki mandosko. Come on, somebody. Find words to say to God right now. He wants to hear your words. He wants to hear what you are going to say.
Santa Maka. Telama Shakres Doremundo. Let him show you his salvation. Let him show you his truth. Tanias, Kratanis, Ibrandos, Tokrok Nebesh, Abnanta Kiakana, Masando de Bosso.
Thank you.
Their day will come. Their day will come to an end. There shall be no vision in their lives. There shall be darkness in their lives. If they shall not repent of what they are doing, my God, they shall be exposed from the Spirit. They shall be exposed from the Spirit of God. But the truth of God, it shall prevail. The truth of God, it shall prevail. The truth of God, rest that I come here to the most and I have a seeker. It shall prevail. It shall prevail. Oh, my shake, the seeker, the seeker.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord.